This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II with the Ralph Winterow Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I think John may be calling in to talk more about the banks system. And he's trying to get a bank without a Social Security number. So it's amazing the things that he has discovered and how these banks have discretion and they want you to be a U.S. person and it's tied into the Patriot Act and on and on and on. It's just amazing. They've taken us and moved us into the matrix. And we can't get out of it. Everything we do is tied into being in the matrix. Tied into being this fictional citizen of the United States. Now, I don't know when, actually, I mean, it's been done in phases. And one of the most astounding things, I still have not gotten time to get through it, is the issue of this United States of America. This is a major, major issue. And I haven't checked PACER because I've got a case that I'm providing information on. And it's put in about, it's a reduced to judgment. They come in with this foreclosure. And what I had not caught on to, it's amazing when you read this stuff, how good these guys are and how our eyes or we tend to read into stuff that's not there. And it was been sitting in front of me for years. 2004 was the first case I started on a reduced to judgment. And that happened to be a friend that doesn't want his name out there. And it was done to Himes in Fairbanks. I was going to look up. I'm going to look up their case in Fairbanks. And It's just absolutely astounding what these guys are doing right in front of us. And we don't get it. It's a con. And the case that really brought this out in the open was Randy Kirkendall's case out of the United States District Court in Mississippi. That particular case was a United States of America, and they took property from him. Now, we know now we can conclusively prove with their stuff, and I am going to get my home page up. I keep saying that, but I've got a habeas that I've got to get done for Robert in Fairbanks, or in Minnesota, and he has a post-conviction relief on the 28th. I'm not sure what day that is. That's, next Monday, or, a week from today. And those issues have got to be dealt with. But the issue is we are caught in a trap, and all that's offered to us to survive, basically, in Babylon is to stay in that trap. And it's all about our status. That's the core issue. Because we, you and me, it's like in the movie V for Vendetta. The problem is us, each and every one of us. And I've done it many times. I have sworn under the penalties of perjury that I am a citizen of the United States. And I didn't have a damn clue what the heck it meant. But that was what was required. I remember when I was 20 years old and I went to work for Public Service Company of Colorado. I did not want to do Social Security because in Social Security, that each one of these are separate little implied, they're called implied in law contracts. Now, what is an implied in law contract? There are many of them out there. It is to get you and me to sign up for some benefit of which the other party has no duty. It's not a true, like an express contract, is where you and somebody else enter into agreement and there is consideration and there's something going on both ways. These are called implied in law contracts. The other type that is like an express contract is an implied in fact contract. Now, they do those with automobiles. They do it a little different for motorcycles. In Minnesota, I looked at that. They have you sign up that you're agreeing to all these regulations, and there are so many regulations. You'd never in your whole damn freaking life figure out what the hell you were signing up for. You'd spend a week trying to figure it out. But in cars, and I've had it in more than one place, it's where before that car, a new car, is ever driven off the lot, it's called an attorney in fact. You give all right, title, and interest to that car away. And the actual true document of ownership is the origin of statement, which says on it the property and has on the back if there are any liens, and that is hand carried over to the local DMV. Up here, they hand carry them over because it's money. Now, they say in Alaska they destroy them. I don't know if they do or not. I doubt it. I think they're collateralizing because it's money, but I haven't proven that yet. And I'm going to get to that. In Anchorage, you can go down to the head DMV and walk in, and I'd fought this for years. God, how many times I went to jail and had my car towed, and I just did everything in the world. I knew it was true because in the Anchorage ordinances, which I now have a certified copy of, and I just haven't got to taking it to court yet, it says right there the police can only issue tickets on government-owned or government-driven vehicles. I just didn't know how to prove it, and it's so dang simple. Oh, I don't know why I didn't go to the car dealer like I did over at Wasilla, and I had to force them. I said I was going to stand outside because they said, well, why do you want to see all these documents if you're not buying a car? I said, I want to have a lawyer look at it. Well, we don't do that. Well, I said, I'll stand outside with a sign that you guys are doing something illegal. And I have a recording of the financial guy. I finally got him on the phone. He knew this. But I didn't talk to him then. And once I got all these documents, God, it didn't take me 5 minutes. And I saw, well, there it is. This is how they do it. I sign it away. I gave it away. But it's called an implied in fact contract because I get a registration, I get a tag, so we got what will qualify as an express contract. And this is how they control you and me on the road. Why do they call them law enforcement officers? Law enforcement. They're going to make you and me do something. Yeah. Why don't they call them peace officers? They try to, you start looking at the definitions and they waffle around in their code. They're not peace officers. Like Alaska, we don't even have sheriffs up here. No, everybody we have in Alaska is a corporate cop. Do they have a proper oath of office? It looks like, but it's a fraud. Just read it. The Constitution of Alaska is 41 little words, and nobody in Alaska has that as an oath of office. They all have it as an employee affidavit, right down to the comma. Now, why do you think that is? Like I say, you can't make this stuff up. It's so unbelievable. It's like in the Matrix, or you enter the world of what's. We don't own our cars, and we don't understand why. There is a right to travel. There's a constitutional right to travel. Absolutely. But you're not going to win it in a government-owned car. Because when you give it away and when it's resold under the UCC, that thing, that contract, stays in effect until you get around to know enough to go after and cancel it. What a con job. But people won't believe it. I have in my iPad, I got iCloud, and I started putting some of these documents in because I would go over here to the Last Frontier and have a brew. They make real good beer there, and it doesn't give me a headache or anything because it doesn't have all this other nonsense in it. So they can read it because they won't believe it. They shouldn't believe it. Believe nothing that anybody tells you unless you have some evidence of it. There's too many scammers out there. Too much misinformation. A lot of these groups are patriot groups, but they're based on nonsense. And then there's people out there taking advantage of these people that are in the patriot groups. Oh, we got a case over here, but you can't see it. It's been sealed. Or, oh, this will do this. Well, do you have a case where it's ever been done? Well, no. Well, if you don't have some evidence of what, why would I believe you? I got the evidence of the very first case where the IRS packed up, and that was James McAlpine because he had the balls to stand and fight. But I didn't know why we won. Then, because I had just found out from somebody in Colorado about chief counsel notices. I didn't know what those were. So in the plan, Westlaw plan had that added chief counts notices. What are those things? This is the Matrix side. The chief counsel for the IRS, he's the chief law guy, but he's administrative only. He can't even enter. That's why you will never see a case where he comes in as the attorney representing the commissioner. Commissioner is strictly administrative. He can't even be there. They put his name on a lot of stuff. He has no standing in that court. There was a case. So that, well, let me get back to finish that story first. Then the bottom line is, what did we do? And when I say we, I'm not an attorney, not a counselor. I provide information for free. And if people want it to use it, fine. If they want to change it, fine. If they want to drop in the trash, fine. But when they cease to desist, I move on. I don't have time. I got very little time. And I test these things out. I want evidence. They left McAlpine's case. Let me pull up and I'll give the case of people that have PACER. I'll find it here in just a minute. They actually, and all it was done was a letter was sent to the IRS agent and to the attorney. And all of a sudden, they just quit. It was the books and records, and they pulled out. I still need to go back. I think it's still open. They never closed the case. Well, that's interesting, too. I got to go back and check it because it's been years. It was 2014. What did we do? What was done to make the IRS just totally on the books and records? They just walked away. They said, we don't want to play with you no more. And I said, what in the world did we do? I just couldn't believe it. That particular case number is in Western District of North Carolina. It's a federal case, and the case number is 1-14-MC-MaryCharlie-9. That's 1-14-MaryCharlie-9. And I'm in shock here. I said, okay, what did we do? And we must have done something. And how did they word it? Now, this case was United States of America versus McAlpine. Notice to withdraw a petition to enforce IRS summons. Document 22. It was done 8/25/14. The United States of America, on behalf of Internal Revenue Service, hereby withdraws its petition for enforcement of the IRS summons filed February 25th, 2014. That's it. And it was signed by a Paul Taylor. What did we do? What would cost something like that? I couldn't figure it out. I'll be honest. I did not know. Because we had done quite a few things. I had no idea. I mean, how would one know these things? Well, it took a case in. Because, see, this is the thing is, I try to assist people that have their status changed. You got to have your status. You got to find out. See, I really thought when I put it like Esau the Bible, that when he surrendered his citizenship or his birthright, that would get attention of some of these people that are Christians because they would have something to relate to. His lineage, his property, and all these were affected by his birthright, surrendering his birthright. But they don't get it. I don't know why. I thought it would help. I mean, they're in the Bible, but didn't seem to make any difference. I don't know. Like I say, I don't know why that is. People get ideas, and I don't know. You can't get through the thing. I'm looking for the chief counsel. Looking for the thing that we put in here. The chief counsel notices. So I really went after this chief counsel notices. Well, why did he surrender? Well, I can only guess at why, but the bottom line is he did not want that taken up into the appellate courts that we had found the chief counsel notices. And in the chief counsel notices, guess what? There are three forms that are required in their procedural world. And those weren't there. They were not there. And I found it here right now. Okay. So, what are they? And it's done under 26 U.S.C. 6020B. Substitute for returns. Can they really do substitute for returns? Really? Do you know that the bankruptcy court will not accept substitute for returns to write it off unless you apply your signature? You think that might be a little strange? Now, the IRS can take your property under it, but you go to bankruptcy court and you can't get that debt written off? Really? Why is that? Okay. Well, there are three forms Oops, I thought I heard music. Do I hear the forms or not? The music. I'm not sure if I hear the music or not. Folks, we're living in. Are we going to break here? What time is it? Any clearer than we
do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay. What is the issue that they didn't want out? It's actually quite, it's amazing. Like I say, I found it in Americans, but this form, there's several things that they do, but it's a form 13496. And what they do with this thing, in the 6020, they use the form. They use the form 886A, explanation of the items that they use in this thing. And they use the, in this form here, they're supposed to be updated. Their delegation orders, they use delegation orders in 182 and all that. The forms, they never use the latest ones. Delegation orders are not for this form. Put into the Federal Register, and the court says if it's not in the Federal Register, that it has no application to you or me. They don't sign them. And in their own nonsense, their own IRS manual, they say don't give them to the, quote, taxpayer. Well, I researched all that out. And so I found out that their form 134, it's 134, what's the GAX number? It's 13496. And they use a form 4549, income tax examination changes or equivalent. The form 886A, explanation of items. And in that one there, they get around and they put in, it's based usually on the Social Security number or something. And that is an employment tax. Subtitle C, which they can't use. There's so many things that's wrong with all these warrants. Well, that was what this guy wasn't wanting out that was in McAlpine's case. I didn't know that then. Now, how did I find that out? How was it found out? Well, because of John Thornton in Minnesota. He stood and fought on an issue. And we brought up that chief counsel notice. And the attorney let the cat out of the bag, of which I got a transcript of. He said, oh, that chief counsel notice has no application except in tax court. Really? So they go to tax court as a taxpayer, and we got it out of the Kariski case in the Third Circuit, backed up by that is just an amazing case in the District of Columbia. They explain so much of the con that's going on in all these courts. I mean, I used it as a roadmap to look up the cases and learn from it. It's unbelievable. The tax court makes no judicial determination, so why would I go there? I said to go there initially a long time ago. Because I had to get it exposed. What is it? How does it work? Then I found the Kariski case. Then I finally understood that there's no remedy there at all. And why is there no remedy? Because it used to be the Board of Appeals thing. Then back before 1948, they changed the name of the court so that they would not be bound by regulation. Okay, so they aren't bound by regulation. Then we did judicial notices, and we've got the Supreme Court backed up to Kariski, said that there's no judicial determination, so they can't look at the laws of the United States. And then the first case that we put in from Florida, judicial notice of the laws of the United States and the regulations, they denied judicial notice because they can't. I guess we lost the connection. I didn't know that. Scattered away there. I don't know where we went away. Anyway, I was talking about the tax court. There's no remedy there. Because of the issue of there's no regulations, they changed the name back before the 1948 demise of the, changed the whole court system. They changed it from a Board of Appeals to a tax court, so therefore they said because it's court, they're not bound by regulations. What's that tell you about the other courts? And then in the Kariski case in the Third Circuit, they said, oh, by the way, backed up by Supreme Court cases, quoting them and all those.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here, and John's going to call in. I haven't heard from him. I don't know if he's called in or not here. Guess not yet. Anyway, talking about this, how does people understand this? This nonsense of citizens of the United States and really believe it. So in this tax court, was put in judicial notice of the laws of the United States, and they denied it because they can't look at it. Put in judicial notice of the regulation, they couldn't. They denied it. So then I started researching, going back through where they changed. And one of the amazing things is having access to the congressional record on Westlaw. And it's from 1929 through, I think, 1985. And there's a lot happened in that window. And you go into what these guys, this Congress is talking about behind the scenes. Yes, what they're talking about behind the scenes. And they admitted it. This is why we changed the name, so that the court isn't bound by regulations. And if it's not bound by the laws of the United States because there's no judicial determination, it says there is no judicial side of the tax court. So now the next question becomes, why do they cite tax court decisions in these appellate courts? The courts that are 1 through 11 and the D.C. court? Why would you cite an administrative decision because those courts are administrative also. They're not constitutional courts. And how would you know that? Because I found in the, they created three bona fide Article III courts. They used to be the Federal Court of Claims. They actually said so. Imagine they could actually print it. And the Court of International Trade and the Patent Court. Court on Patents. Then in 1982, they changed. And they said we needed a national appellate court for issues that are of concern nationally. Do you not think that the decisions on income tax would be nationally required? And they let the cat out of the bag. See, that's what's so nice about understanding. It's like reading the confessions of a criminal. And they said, well, this new court will be an Article III court. It'll be called the Federal Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. I was going to look that up for several years, and I look back and say, why didn't I do that? Why would you have a separate court called for the Federal Circuit? Why is this court there? Just got the, these people that are doing this con job aren't doing these things just because it's fun. They have a reason for behind it. But the problem is we don't have the average person does not have access to the congressional record or the time to go try to find it for all this stuff. And we don't have time for all of these reasons for all their reports. Their Senate and House reports are sometimes just absolutely astounding. They tell us why they're doing what they're doing. And they said, we are going to have a Federal Circuit Court of Appeals that's based on subject matter jurisdiction. What a novel idea. You can't get into that court without subject matter jurisdiction. All these other courts claim subject matter jurisdiction. These other United States District Courts, the Court of Appeals, 1 through 11, and the D.C. Circuit. They're lying. Because in this report, it says their courts are based on geography, where they found something. What do they find? Citizen of the United States. You can't have a jury, a trial by jury. You cannot have one in any United States District Court unless the court, before jeopardy attaches, they have to say that judge, you don't usually say, is everybody here? He says, anybody here is not a citizen of the United States. It has to be on the record. And you, sitting there that are going to be tried for laws that don't exist, do nothing. You have a right, but you have to enforce it. This is the problem of the world we live in today. Is everything is basically unconstitutional from beginning to end. Everything. So we have to be smart enough and knowledgeable enough on each time they throw something against the wall to go after it. In the administrative world, which is what we live in today, they say in there, this is what was so good that Judge Hannon did down in Texas in that United States District Court when he went after Obama and his amnesty stuff. We actually found a judge that said, guess what? You're doing rulemaking. And in rulemaking, it's got to be a subsidy rig. In that world, it's called the headless fourth branch of government. And they do all three branches in that world. And we, you and me, have a right to go after every regulation. So they pass this stuff with no authority. It's out of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. They legislate, adjudicate, make determination, judicial determination. They legislate. and they put it into effect as the executive. They do all three of it. It's right in the Administrative Procedures Act. You, like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. But we, you and me, we have a right, if we know that particular regulation is not unconstitutional. But you see, all of those administrative stuff is only for a citizen of the United States. Why can't they let us do this against citizens of the several states? Because they have no authority over us at all. Understand that. We have to be a citizen of the United States. And everybody listening to the show, I guarantee you, thinks they are at some point, including me. Been there, done it. And we have a right on every regulation, of which there are thousands of these damn things every year. We can go in so that what it is, instead of them having the authority to legislate laws of the United States or laws of the several states, they go in and do regulations, and we have a right to go in and try to stop every one of these. You couldn't live long enough and file enough lawsuits to stop this. This is upside down. So they're saying we are criminals, and you have a right to expose us. And that's a fact. It's right in the damn act. 1946. I couldn't figure this out. And with Westlaw and Chrysler v. Brown, where they said that they make legislative rules, not legislative law, legislative rules are called substantive regulations that have the force and effect of law. Force and effect of law. But they're not law. That's a holding of the Supreme Court. Chrysler v. Brown, 1979. So what's the process? There are so few people know this. I got tangled up with a helping a friend out, and we got about $40,000 back on a deal. It was unrelated, but I had an attorney, a high-powered attorney, a law firm out of Washington, and finally backed him into a corner. Are we going on a break again to hear music or not? Guess not. So I asked him about that because I understand the process. Finally understand it. I said, do you know what a subsidy regulation is? And he tried to shine me on. And I said, well, how much time do they teach in that? Well, it's just mentioned. So I said, do you really have any idea? Explain to me what it is. He didn't have a freaking damn clue. Typical lawyer. These IRS agents don't know. Most of these attorneys, low-level attorneys, they don't have a clue. They have no idea. How does it work? Can we prove it? Absolutely. It's called the headless fourth branch of government. All of these regulations, we've had several people up. We had a senator up here, Ogden, that eventually got not reelected, and he said these agencies have too much information, have too much power with regulations, but he didn't understand, and how would he know what they are and how to go about it? If you don't understand, don't have the knowledge to understand how this thing came about, how are you going to fight it? How are you going to fight a magic trick that you see on the show that rabbits come out of hats if you can't get up there and check out the top hat and understand there's no rabbit in there? And every top hat, it's a trick. It's an illusion. People do not know. And how would they know? Everybody's so busy doing. And I guarantee you, anybody that doesn't have access to Westlaw or Lexis, Westlaw's a better provider, you have no chance. You have zero chance. You're weeing in a grin. There'll be maybe an exception. But you're not going to have any chance. You have to have these things at your fingertips. I can go in 10 seconds and go through all of the law libraries, every case on specific word searches, looking for certain things. Like I just typed in United States of America, same sentence, sovereign body politic, and I came up with, I think it was 113 cases, of which now I want to go into PACER. because that's evidence in the complaint filed by the Department of Justice, a citizen of the United States. But you know what's missing? What's missing in these United States of America nonsense? Why does the IRS use it? Why don't they use the word United States? United States is supposed to be the union of the several states. It's the Constitution of the United States. It was the Constitution for the United States of America. It's right in the preamble. Why doesn't it say United States? When did it change? We see in Westlaw you can do searches on dates. That's another neat thing. So I went in and found out that in 1913, the United States, the real party of interest, all of a sudden, magically, we start seeing United States of America. Well, this is how you start tying timelines together. That's what I do, with, especially having experience and been doing this. So what happened in 1913? Oh, the 17th Amendment. The several states no longer have standing, because they don't elect the senators anymore. We put that back to a citizen of the United States, which the Supreme Court has said more than once has no right of suffrage or elective franchise. It is a prohibitive thing that Congress did, so that if the states or the state actors did, you could come after them under what's called color of law, a 42-1983 lawsuit. That was when I started in 1870. Did you know that? How do we not know that? The attorneys know that? Nope. They know 42-1983. Color of law. Imagine you're after somebody that looks color of law. Looks like, but it's not. We don't stop and logic these things out. And I've done my first 40. I did one against some troopers. They got me down and had their way with me when I had had bursitis in an arm, and they was walking back. That was the thing of my ex-wife. I got out of the car because I'd never get out of the car with troopers, and I was walking back, and there was, one, two, three, four of them there. And one of them came up behind me as I was walking across the front to get in his car, kneed me, took my right shoulder, which I couldn't even put behind my back, bursitis, to get my billfold, it hurt so bad, and he put it up there and just kept kinking it. Just kept prying on it. And when he finally let go, I was right on the verge of passing out when I fell clear to the ground. I couldn't stand. I sued the SOBs. And I won at the Ninth Circuit because they said, oh, pencils were thing, and they had no right to do that. But then I sued the suckers, and I went up against Singleton, which is a very smart judge. He did a lot of great decisions in the state side. He went in the federal side, and he was a smart old bird, which is fine. But he set up the jury instructions so I couldn't win, and I knew it. He knew that I knew it, and I filed against it, but I couldn't stop it. Back then, I didn't have the money to go up on appeal again. But he stopped me from talking about the Ninth Circuit win. And I was just naive enough then to let him hornswoggle. I said, I should have just blurted it out. I didn't do that. Takes experience to deal with these professional liars and these judges. I mean, they're really good. You can have a winning hand and go in there, and they're really good at maneuvering things around where you don't go anywhere. But it's a learning experience. I learn. You just keep moving forward, and you keep reading their stuff. But like I was saying with Westlaw, I can do word searches. I put them in quotation marks, like United States of America, and in the same sentence, sovereign body politic, or just body politic, or sovereign. And you go through every place it shows up in about 10, 12 seconds, maybe 15 tops. That's power. The problem is putting this, correlating it all and writing it up in modules and documenting it so you can use it. And that takes days sometimes, many, many days. I want to go into all of these go back to PACER. A lot of these are older cases, but the complaints are still there, usually. And get it set up as a complete set of evidence with attachments to file to you on reduced to judgment cases. Look at here. Who's United States of America? And how do they get away with that? How do they get away with not making what they a true appearance? How do they do that? Right in front of my eyes. We found out in Gladden's case out here in Dillingham, it was a foreclosure case. And we tried it in state court. Oh, back in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here. And, say, how have they been getting away with this? Well, couldn't really get it flushed out. Totally flushed out. Till Randy Kirkendall's case out of Mississippi. And the real party of interest was United States of America, United States District Court. Well, I had found out United States of America was a sovereign body politic. Well, who in the heck can that be? There's no place in our republic for what's called a sovereign body politic called the United States of America. Who are those? What is it? Who represents it? This is where it started to get really interesting. Like I say, we know that the United States District Courts came out of the territory of Hawaii. That's in 28 U.S.C. 132. It's not an Article III court. They say they copied what was in a territorial court, territory of Hawaii. They put it in the revisor's notes, and they give all the places they bought it from. It's conclusive. It's not up for discussion. It is not a constitutional court. And they put the territorial courts, they put the district or the constitutional district courts of the United States that were in operation up till 1948. They put all these different, and the court of the District of Columbia, which is totally different. It is a general jurisdictional court of administrative and constitutional stuff. They put them all in one Chapter 5 and said, oh, because we put all these different courts in Chapter 5, therefore, and it's accepted procedure. We've just been doing it and getting away with it. That was the reason for doing it, to justify it. That's in the revisor's notes, which they have to take constitutional notice of. So what they do, like in, let's say, Himes' case in Fairbanks, or let's go back to Randy Kirkendall's case, that have reduced the judgment. What did they do? Well, it became quite apparent because I had discovered this, so I said, okie dokie, we are not going to go, and I say we, Randy, not going to go to the Fifth Circuit. That's the circuit he's supposed to be in. Why not file in a true, bona fide, the only appellate court in all of these United States? It's jurisdiction that's good everywhere, in every venue across these United States. That's the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. And we filed that in and changed the name to the United States, not United States of America. Well, the clerk of the court in Mississippi sent it directly to the Fifth because they never even bothered to read it because they've never seen one going to the other court. Fought like heck, finally got it out of that court. They finally sent it up to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C., which comes out to each one of these locations if you have a case in your local court and set up, there's going to be oral arguments or something. And finally got it in there. It took about a month to get it, because, boy, they do not want to see that case up there. So what happens? Next thing you know, here comes the dang attorney that files in representing, it said, counsel for the United States. Now, down in the lower 48, it was counsel for the United States of America. Now, all of a sudden, this same person, same case, it's a different entity. And she files in, well, he can't go there. He's got to go back to the lower court. And the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals kicked it back. Because basically what they have done, and I've got to do some more research on it, but what they've done is if you start off, back in a minute.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the report.